Bring us home. 90.9 FM WONY. Very appropriately out of breath as I was headbanging. Whew. A nice ballad to close out the show. Now, Enter Sandman, Metallica. Same song I've closed my show with for many, many years. Hope to do it again next year. Thanks again to all the current students and eBoard here at the station and all the alumni for coming back and for Donna for taking the trip with me. Many more of these to come. A lot of adventures still to come. Hopefully you enjoyed the 1 year of Donathan in music. 90.9 FM WONY. Thanks.
Radiothon. 24 hours non-stop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
She's kind of a big deal. Some people like to say it's only because of how she looks. She sticks her tongue out a lot. But there's just something about her that makes people do crazy things, like get tattoos of her face, or wait in line for hours just to say hi. Lil Bub is a 2-year-old cat, an Instagram celebrity with a following bigger than some 90s television stars. And it all started because she was adopted. You can't buy a best friend like Lil Bub, but you can adopt one. Help us save them all at bestfriends.org.
You're listening to The Rock Hour. All rock, all the hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked.
Hey, this is Chris Casado from Class of 94.
And this is John Hall, Class of 94 as well on WONY. Welcome back, Chris.
Yeah, welcome back. It's been over 30 years since we were on the air.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about other things.
We're excited to be here. I want to thank everybody for inviting us up to Alumni Weekend and Logan, our engineer here. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Logan, for helping us out. It's been a while. We're a little bit rusty, but I think we'll make our way through.
Yeah.
Well, and thanks for spending the next hour with us. We'll try to entertain you. And, yeah, it's going to be quite chaotic and random. I've already had a preview of the set list that Chris has put together, and I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah. Thanks to friends and family listening at home. Here we go.
Why don't we start? Yeah, let's get some motivation going, Chris.
Yeah, let's go. Right,
let's bring it. Bring it, Logan.
Somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
We don't talk that much about it. If you think you'll go without it, call me when you're free. You only listen when I shout it. Never hear a word I say. If you ever stop to doubt it, tell me. Thank you.
Impressive.
WONY Oneonta.
The most impressive.
Red Dragon Radio.
That was the Charlatans. Totally reminds me of the 90s, early 90s when we were on the radio.
The first two songs we played, quintessential 90s, early 90s, SUNY Oneonta type stuff. First one, we kicked it off with Subduing Mara. If you don't know who Subduing Mara is and you attend Oneonta, you really need to do some history homework and stuff. In fact, they may have that as part of the history curriculum here at Oneonta.
Yeah, that was a great local band.
Great band. And you could tell that it was certainly of the time.
Yeah.
That song was called Need. And just the guitar work that Brian did on that song, particularly in the fade out with the feedback, that's just great, real current grunge stuff that they were pulling off. And
yeah,
certainly spoke to the time. And then, yeah, Charlatans UK. I don't know what they're called. Charlatans?
The Charlatans. Charlatans. Yeah, the only one I know. Yeah. That just reminded me of ONY when we were here.
Yeah, and that's a great sound. That's when I think the UK was really coming about prominent. All the kind of acid movement out of the UK was making its way over to the US with EMF and Ned's Atomic Dustbin.
Yeah, they were great too.
A great part of our college years as well.
So yeah, we wanted to start off with a little nostalgia. Next up, though, we're going to go into some talk about guitar work, some Van Halen. And if you don't already know, me and John share the same birthday. And this past Christmas, we gave each other a little gift, and we opened it up at the same time. And guess what it was?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was Mr. Alex Van Halen's new book that came out, which I'm halfway through. I'm enjoying it. And Chris, I think you finished it.
I finished
right?
it. It was a great, great book.
Yeah. So yeah. It's only apropos we play a little Van Halen.
Yeah. So this is off of Fair Warning. So tough, this is Love.
Tough to pick.
Yeah, tough to pick.
Tough to pick a great Van Halen song.
So we picked something a little off key.
And yeah, something that Diamond Dave really puts a stamp on. So Logan, hit it.
Out here. When my baby's on the corner and she's looking so fine, put one and one together and it blew my mind. A man needs love to live, I'm a living proof. Catch that smile and I have the groove. Be double take, but you keep on walking. I'm in love. Once over, I'm overdone.
So this is love.
Ooh, I need your
Yeah.
sight I've ever known, no, 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 no. And the Lord knows how much I know. Tobacco roll, 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 roll.
Human's about to escape.
Get your paws off me, you dirty ape!
He can talk.
He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk. He can talk.
I can sing.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Out there.
Up on the roof, in my car, up at night, up on the side, like stole my.
entertainment. Is a vapor. The only earthly certainty is oblivion.
Welcome to the mysterious stranger.
What?
Hello.
Who are you?
An angel.
What's your name?
Satan. Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Nothing. Only it's sure a sorry name for an angel.
Oh, wow. Please come in.
Magician.
Just walked in.
Is there a good old steak?
Yes, man.
So kick the wham on this jam.
Oh, Mr. Sprinkler, Mr. Sprinkler. Wet me for one, Mr. Sprinkler. I'm heating high five and a day's no split. With a yawn, I trip to the dawn. Out comes the bodies following the one idea. It's clear. Rattle to the roll. Hold back up the track. Grab your roller skates, y'all. And let's zip on by. Zippity doo, I let's zip on by. Feed on the weed and we're feeling high. Sun is on thick and the cheese is golden thick. Come on, it's no time to hide. Season is twist, spinning and winning. No hack and sack, let me in. Spill on the bottom of wave, but it's okay, huh? It's a Saturday. Now let's all get baked like Anita.
Watch Mr. Lawn, don't look at the beater.
Feel on the farm, I'll feel on the...
Hey, watch that.
It's a Saturday.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight.
De La Soul.
Nice. Old school.
Did you know that De La Soul, I think a lot of people might not be as familiar with their more non-popular things because they weren't allowed to be streamed for the longest time. They had some litigious stuff going on and weren't able to get their stuff to the people. But nice. Now it is, and I would encourage everyone to take a look at that back catalog. It is just fantastic. They are the ones who... really brought some psychedelia into the hip-hop world back in the day. So, yep, that was De La Soul with Saturdays. And before that, Eggman, my Beastie Boys. A band that I didn't really appreciate in college so much. I saw them at Lollapalooza. Now I'm dating myself. But you all know that, right? back in 95, right?
Yeah.
The 94. And I was so taken back by the Ill Communication tour that went deep on them. And yeah, that was a song called Eggman from Paul's Boutique. And that song, I picked that one because that reminds me of my youth, driving around in cars and chucking eggs at my friends. So yeah.
And before songs. That, we had Tobacco Road, some classic funk.
Yeah, and I guess a reference back to Mr. Dave Lee Roth.
Yeah.
This show is fully connected, Chris. I see all you connected. Put a lot of work into this design.
Yeah,
so.
We curated this, took a few months.
Yeah, it's working. So what's coming up next?
What do we got? We're going to play a little Nathaniel Rateliff. Saw them at Madison Square Garden. It was such a great show. They've really come from small venues to the big show now. And, you know, after that, we got some more stuff planned for you. Just, again, John and I were here back in the early 90s. We had shows on WNY. I started off on Fresh Air at 5 to 8 a.m. What about you?
Well, I skipped that fun and went right to a Sunday morning 8 to 11 slot. And then landed from 11 to 2 for the rest of my career at WNY.
Yeah.
So 93-94 had a solid slot and enjoyed it. Had a great time. Did a show called Brunch with Morrissey, so I'd play like two Morrissey songs.
Nice.
I was like huge into the Smiths at the time, which are a great band. And if you're unfamiliar with them, another great deep dive band catalog to get into. And
right.
I think they have kind of a resurgence going on right now, so folks might already be familiar. So, but what
all
do
right.
we got?
Here's Nathaniel Rateliff.
All right. Kick it, Logan.
Get old. So bad.
guy funny. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside. Woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. Just got to have love. Got to have some love. Y'all make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. So nice, so nice. So nice, so nice. So nice, so nice. So nice, so nice. You are fretting, and I am petting. Lot of good things, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside. Woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just can have some love.
That was Muddy Waters, You Need Love. And if you picked it up, it sounded a lot like a Led Zeppelin song.
Yeah, it's almost as if Led Zeppelin didn't have lyrics and used someone else's. And,
contributed to a whole lot of love.
Forgot to change them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think there was a lot of that going on at the time. But, yeah, both songs are great.
Yeah.
So, who's complaining? Anyway, I wanted to talk to you about an incident that happened. Chris and I got here yesterday, and we were paging through the Wony Photo album archives and found these pictures of us that we just did not recognize or had no clue of how they got there.
We could not remember like when. We knew we came back here, but we couldn't remember exactly how we got in these pictures.
Yeah, it was us at someone's basement with a group of Wony kids that were having looked like the time of their lives, and we were in the middle of it. So it would have been great to remember that day, which we tracked down to about 20 years ago. But here's the thing. So we walk into a drinking establishment last night, and as soon as we walk in, we get stopped, and people are like, I've got a picture of you. And sure enough, they pull out another picture of that night that happened at least 20 years ago.
So. And they said, you have not aged a bit, John.
Yeah, I like to think I haven't. I like to think I'm still that 16-year-old and that, in my heart. So
it was so awesome. We were laughing about it.
Yeah, so I think that really brings us a lesson, and I'm going to have Logan cue up the next song. It's I think the lesson here is not to drink too much red wine. And you may not recognize this version. This is my favorite version. I do not like any other version of red wine. Neil Diamond's, don't dig it. UB40, can't stand it. What I like is Tony Tribe's version. So, Logan, lay it down.
Red wine. Red wine.
stick shifts and safety belts. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving. In the car, it makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. But when we're driving in my Malibu, it's easy to get right next to you. I say, baby, scoot over, please. And then she's right there next to me. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. All right. Cars are Japanese. Yeah, but when we're driving far, I need my baby. I need my baby next to me. Well, stick shifts and safety belts. Bucket seats have all got to go when we're driving in the car. It makes my baby seem so far. I need you here with me, not way over in a bucket seat. I need you to be here with me, not way over in a bucket seat.
Your life. I wanna be a lifeguard.
winding down here. What was that, John?
Oh, that was I Want to Be a Lifeguard. I forget who. Blotto or something sings Blotto. That? Yeah, it's great. You know, since we're talking about careers like lifeguarding, and I picked that song. I always wanted to be a lifeguard, although I'm not a strong swimmer. But, yeah, Chris, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be retired when I grow up.
Yeah, I think we're pretty consensus. And we have Stephanie here, Stephanie from
Hello.
Kurt Woney.
Yes.
Stephanie, just curious, you're not grown up yet.
I'm not.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I think I want to be a Woney alumni when I grow up.
Nice.
That's a given.
I want to be just like you guys.
Yeah, we can't blame you. It's a good spot to be in.
Anything that makes the money that I need, honestly.
You want to be retired.
Yeah, I want to be retired before I even get hired.
All right, fair enough.
And you?
Me?
You want to be a lifeguard.
I want to be a lifeguard. That's why I played the song.
All right.
So
nice.
Maybe still a chance. Got to get in the pool, do my stretches.
All right, we got a few songs left. Next one goes out to Charlie. This is Pink Floyd.
Woo.
Have a cigar.
Thank you.
The Mighty Floyd.
Yes.
Pink Floyd. Interesting pick there.
Yeah.
For Charlie.
It's a great song.
Yeah, she likes the, what's that from, the Wish You Were Here album?
Yeah, Wish You Were Here. She's got, she's getting into some great music. Annabelle too.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I like to think we have some influence over them.
Yeah.
How about your boys?
Yeah, I've got two, 13 and 14. And yeah, both love music and don't exactly listen to what I like, but what parents actually,
right,
besides you, say that their kids are, you know, falling
super,
in their
super fans of the
music
same
footsteps. It usually doesn't happen that way. So, but yeah, all good things come to an end.
Yeah,
this,
and we're out of time.
We're at the end of our hour. So we certainly wanted to say thank you to the staff here at Wony.
Yeah.
Particularly Logan. Logan walked us through, technically engineered the whole show for us.
Yeah,
and allowed us to just kind of sit back.
And we had a lot of fun there.
Reminisce. So
throwing in
so
all
much,
those,
Logan,
you know, clips in there and in between songs.
Yeah, and then everyone, Josh, Stephanie, thanks so much for hanging out on the show and keeping us motivated, keeping us on target.
Yeah, I think we have to do this again. Make it a regular.
Deal.
Yeah.
I'm in.
All right, we're going to sign off. Thanks again for having us. This is Chris and John from the early 90s. We're having such a great time here. Any last words?
No. Why don't you take it away with the last song? Actually, another artist that was very paramount in the time that we went to school here.
Yeah.
So why don't you do the final introduction?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were here, you know, when the grunge scene was kind of bursting and, you know, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, Soundgarden. But everybody knows I'm a big Pearl Jam fan. This is an Eddie Vedder cover. I think he does a great job in this song. This is Save It For Later. So take care, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Sucker for it. Cry, but I don't need my mother. Just hold my hand while I go on to a decision on it. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later. Don't run away, don't let me down. Sooner or later, you'll hit the deck, you'll get found out. Save it for later. Rotten through.